Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Weinberg was like, I'm not giving you totals. I'm giving you my services. And they're like, we should all be appreciative of what Mark Weinberg is doing for us. Like, he's a frontline worker.
And James Strebel.
You know, it's like, at a radar and you tell me if I'm getting snow or not. That's what you're doing. Don't make yourself out to be a martyr, Mark. You were wrong. You got blustery. You got cocky. You're like, there's not going to be any ice. And then people came at you, and now you're butthurt about it, and you're crying and whining about it on Twitter.
That's exactly what you're doing right now.
Shut up, Mitch!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
There's two political things I want to get to here in a second that are both funny. Well, you don't know where I'm going to go with that.
Talking political, I'm excited.
Damn, well, you better believe it. By the way, Jeff Greer, you heard his call. He sounds different in his call when he's screaming.
He does.
He sounds like a guy that doesn't scream.
Yeah, you look at Jeff Greer.
You scream all the time. I scream all the time. I'm screaming kind of right now.
We look like screamers, though.
Yes.
Jeff Greer does not. He looks very proper. We don't look proper.
Anyway, no. Birmingham Legion and Lewis City, 7:15 pregame, 7:30 kickoff there. You can catch that game all stations Saturday night, 680, 105.7, 93.9 The Ville, and the ESPN Louisville app. Number one, we never got to this yesterday. I just want to mention it. The Joe Biden picture with, is it Jimmy Carter?
Oh, Jimmy Carter and his wife in Georgia, yes.
Mitch, who's Jimmy Carter?
He was a president. I believe he was, man, I think he was a Democrat.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, a very prominent one.
And
yeah.
He was,
good enough.
He was from, I want to get the state, Michigan.
He should have stopped.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if I can remember which state.
Georgia.
No, you know what? I was wrong.
Peanut farmer.
He said peanut, everybody.
Yes, peanut.
Well, sorry.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
he's a.
Yeah,
I didn't know
farmer.
That. Did you know he's a peanut farmer? I did not know that.
Yeah, well, family peanut farmers. Yes.
Oh, so was he a peanut farmer or
that
not?
That I don't know. If
oh,
he was
you,
or
you
not.
Sold, you said he was a peanut farmer.
And he comes from a family.
Yeah, but
peanut
your dad
farmer.
Roast heaters all day.
That's true.
Okay, you don't roast heaters.
No,
you
I just,
come
I,
from a family that roast heaters, but you don't. That's very different.
His brother had a brand of beer, Billy Beer.
Why do you know this much about Jimmy Carter? Is he one of your idols?
No, I just know some things. Every once in a while.
But Biden looks
a little,
like a giant.
He and his wife, Jill, look like giants.
Mitch, did you see that photo?
I did see the photo, yes.
Oh, yeah,
it looks
you go.
Like the Carters are in a dollhouse.
Yes, it does.
Apparently it was like a lens. That it's like an illusion.
It's like a
that
trick.
They look like that.
Yeah, it was like a trick of the
they
film
look tiny.
Or something. They did. They look like little dolls.
No, they look
exactly
like dolls.
Right. Like dolls and... And Joe and Jill were just, you know, hanging
they're
out
monsters.
In the dollhouse, and they're giants.
They're monsters. So that's number one. They look like
they
monsters.
They look like monsters, yes.
Number two, Mitch, I don't know if you saw this. Maybe you could pass this on. Maybe Sean. Maybe there's a number of people that might like this, okay? And that is, and we do have the breaking news, and Strebel, don't even look. Don't even look. I don't want you to look because your reaction here is going to be great. But Donald Trump starting a website. We'll get to that.
I saw that. Yeah.
I'm sure
it's
you
like
did.
Like from Trump's office or something like that.
Mitch, what do you think about that? You gonna join just to see what happens?
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find. Okay, I see the breaking news now.
Okay. So, I didn't know this was going to happen today, and then when you said Maddie Bangs has a tweet, I knew. I figured what it was.
He sent out a signal.
Right.
Yeah.
There could be many things.
Yes.
Kentucky has picked up C.J. Frederick.
Oh. Okay. Great. Great. Okay. That's fantastic.
Orlando's already working, isn't he?
He's not officially hired yet. I thought it was going to be something cool. That's not cool. That's like, okay, they got a piece. All right, they got a piece. You know what would be cool? Go out and get Ty Washington. That would be cool.
In his last game.
I have no. I, I saw Matt Jones' tweet, and it was like, some good news coming shortly. And I'm like, oh, cool. I thought maybe the official announcement of Orlando
Antigua,
something like that. Or you know, maybe Marcus Carr decides he's pulling his name out of the NBA draft, which I don't think is going to happen. But I wasn't expecting C.J. Frederick. I mean, okay. I don't want to be mean. I'm not trying to be. More needs to be done. More needs to be done. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like C.J. Frederick solves any problems at all.
Kentucky fans are, though, Mitch.
That's why I don't even want to look.
I want you to be on the lookout. Matty Bang's already doing exclamation marks.
He's trying to. He's trying to pump it up. I'm not doing what I make fun of Louisville fans for doing in celebrating Jared West like he's a beast. I'm not going to celebrate C.J. Frederick like he's a beast.
I see Cal will have his best shooting team at UK next year. Big time addition.
There it is.
Let's see here. Wildcats just bolstered their roster.
Did they?
Boy, him and the Davidson guy, the backup from Iowa and the Davidson guy. Look at that.
I can't get excited about McCaffrey's players unless their name's Garza. That's it. He's a free. Maybe he'll be good. Okay. If C.J. Frederick is what we thought Mintz was going to be last year,
don't even do
that. I'm okay with that. No, a guy coming off.
If he's a shooter.
We thought Davion Mintz was going to come off the bench, sixth, seventh guy, provide some shooting.
By the way, I just got a DM. I will not say who it's from.
Yeah.
Congratulating you.
Oh, to me.
On getting a player who couldn't beat Indiana last year.
Yeah. That's a good point. Tell whomever that is, I appreciate it.
Last time he was in double figures was against Penn State.
Was that back in what?
In February. Okay. And then he had a game in January, Northwestern. He had 13. And that's about it. Yeah, I mean, he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games in double figures. I mean, listen, no, it's a piece.
It's a piece. That's what it is.
But it doesn't move the needle. Nope. Quinn Slezinski leaving Louisville doesn't move the needle for me at all.
Yeah.
It's a fine thing. And this, it just doesn't move the needle that much for me.
No. And I'm with you. I know. Like I said, if he can come in and hit 2, 3 three-pointers a game, I'm fine with
that. You think that's – I mean, boy, I tell you, if you get the same production from him that he had at Iowa, if he plays a similar role, that doesn't do anything for me. The guy had 7 points a game.
Yeah. I can't get excited about it. Do more. That's my takeaway. Do more.
Well, there
do
is,
better.
There is the Ty Washington news.
There is Ty.
There are people that believe that it's getting a little bit closer, that Kentucky has a legit chance, and that he will go to Kentucky. Now, I don't know that.
It's starting to flip.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Well, with our guy, Derek Piper, who was on yesterday from Rivals from Illinois, that nugget about Chin Coleman having their relationship with Ty Washington's coach in Arizona Compass Prep is where he's talking about, and how he was really close with him and how it was almost Illinois. I think that pushes it over the edge for Kentucky.
Jack Pilgrim.
No, don't do it, Jack. I like Jack. Don't do it, Jack.
Why the Iowa sharpshooter is a perfect has a perfect role. It is the perfect role player for Kentucky.
Perfect. He's perfect. He's perfect.
Frederick, listen to this one. Frederick, Kellen Grady, and Dante Allen is a filthy shooting trio.
Who said that? Stop it! Stop it! No, it's. I mean, they might be good shooters, but are they good basketball players? What? So we went from a team that couldn't shoot at all. Well, they couldn't. Now, last year's team couldn't do anything. I'm not even going to make that. I was going to say couldn't shoot at all, but athletic. They weren't even athletic. Lakers team couldn't shoot. They weren't athletic. They couldn't do anything. I don't know, man. It's not enough to get me excited. The only thing that get me excited right now is in a couple weeks, if they get Ty Washington, that will get me excited. This does nothing
or
for
Marcus
me.
Or Marcus Carr, or something like that.
I'll be more excited about Sevier Wheeler than this.
Well, of course you will.
This does. I'm with you. This does nothing for me as a Kentucky fan and saying, yeah, that addition really puts Kentucky back in line for a Final Four. That doesn't do it. 7 points a game at Iowa, and it was like, oh, the Big Ten was so tough. He was so good in a tough. The Big Ten stunk. The Big Ten embarrassed themselves.
Oh, they didn't stink.
Yes, they did.
And
They embarrassed themselves in the tournament. Embarrassed themselves. out of here with the Big Ten.
Now you're lashing out of the Big Ten for no reason.
No, I do have a reason. They're like, well, he played great against great competition in the Big Ten. The Big Ten wasn't great competition. It was not.
Texas says CJ and Q are swimming in the same waters.
They are. No, I agree with that. They are swimming in the same waters. That's a good text. The Q Slaz is this guy is a guard version of Q Slaz, possibly. But
well, he's better than Q Slaz.
He better
shot like 21% from three.
Yeah, that's not this.
But that's not me backing this. It's just me saying he's better than Q Slaz.
Well, people keep pointing out the shooting percentage. I'm like, he doesn't have any points. You're telling me he's got this great shooting percentage? He didn't have any points to show for it.
He came in at Iowa and he shot two threes. No, you're right. What you're saying is what he did.
Yes.
He came in the game and he made a couple threes. That's what he did.
That doesn't move the needle. That doesn't move the needle at all. He can give me two or three threes a game. Okay, whatever. That's fine.
Texas says Cal's out here working fools.
No, I'm not.
Texas says, great kid, great family. We scored big time. Mitch, find the sound.
Yeah, just Locke being horrified at TJ Beister. I'm so bummed now. I was so excited. I saw that tweet by Matt Jones, and I really was. I really was expecting some really big news, and I get CJ Frederick. So they need two more guards, Andy. They need two more guards.
I think you're seeing he needs one. I think what you're seeing right now is if he can get Ty Washington, that's your team. I'm telling you,
I think
that's it. I think right now you would go. If they could, Ty Washington, Dante Allen, C.J. Frederick, Kellen, my man O'Grady. Am I missing anybody there?
No, those are the guards.
That's the team, right?
Because
if you do get Ty Washington, or Marcus Carr.
Okay.
But from there would be a step down. Severe
yes.
Wheeler would be fine, but that's a step down.
Absolutely.
Okay, we are in complete agreement on that.
Yeah.
If they get Ty Washington here, let's say he commits on the 15th, Kentucky will be in a similar position that Louisville's in. That whoever you bring in is not going to be worth much because they're going to be sitting there looking at four other guards.
Right. Yeah.
So you're not going to bring it. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to go out and get Ty Washington and then take your pick and go get another big time player. That's not going to happen.
No, you're right.
So to me, here's what it changes for me. It changes for me that now one of those spots is truly gone. Now you may say to C.J. Frederick, is it curious that he decommits or he commits right after Nolan Hickman? I haven't seen anyone connect the dots that Nolan Hickman decommits over the weekend. I think C.J. Frederick, what would have been interesting is if Nolan Hickman were still on the team today and C.J. Frederick, that announcement came out today like it did, how then would we have talked about it? I think we'd still say, go get Marcus Carr. Go get Severe Wheeler. Definitely in 2 weeks or whatever, in 11 days. I don't even know what day it is. It's the 5th, right? Cinco?
Yeah, it's Cinco de Mayo today, yes.
Wasn't it a Cinco de Mayo where President Ramsey did his thing? Remember that? Louisville? Remember they were in trouble?
Oh,
he threw a sombrero
yes,
party?
Yes, yes. Yeah. You're correct. I remember the pictures now. The staff.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that now.
Really had his finger on the pulse.
He did.
How could you not forget this other important moment that happened on Cinco de Mayo last year?
All right. What happened?
She had to work last night, so she's off for the next three, I believe. So Friday night will be – look, if something happens Friday night, who knows what I'll be doing on Twitter. But, yeah, tonight we have plans, so.
What's going on tonight?
We're celebrating Cinco de Mayo and – watching shows.
Why are you dancing right now? Why are you dancing right now?
Because I know where the.
Why are you dancing right now?
Because I know where the what's going to follow.
Why
with the plans?
Cinco de Mayo. What?
Yes.
What? I just asked you what you guys were doing.
I know, but
why are you getting nervous when you say that?
Because the text line's going to start.
Oh man,
acting up. Like I know.
437-96.
Uh oh.
Andy asks Strebel every day what he has going on tonight. For some odd reason, Strebel always goes Don Vito. Yeah, you do. Are you and your wife having some alone time?
Maybe.
I should have went to break retirement.
I just didn't want to.
Where
broach
are the kids
bed.
Going?
To bed. I mean, they go to bed at like 8.
Plenty. All because of Cinco de Mayo.
Why did you lead with Cinco de Mayo?
Because after this, I'm going to.
That's what it is, Mitch.
I'm going to.
Nothing gets the Strebel household more turned on than Cinco
no,
de
that's
Mayo.
Not. I'm... Oh yeah. I forgot about that one. Good job, Mitch. Well, part of it was...
You did sink there. That happening this year?
No, because part of it was this.
She worked tonight?
No, she doesn't work tonight. We're not doing, like, okay. Part of it was that was right smack in the middle of quarantine. And we hadn't done, like, gone...
You haven't done anything.
We hadn't done anything. And right. So it was, like, big deal to go out and carry out Mexican food and bring it home and like bring home margaritas and stuff. Like we were excited about that. That was part of the mystique of that day. Today it's like we could go to a restaurant or whatever and be fine. But then it was like we haven't done anything. We haven't gone anywhere, and that we were excited about that. That's where it all kind of led to.
Texas says, Andy, do you find it offensive that someone wears a sombrero? People found it offensive that Ramsey did. I remember that back in the day. Texas says it was for Halloween, not Cinco de Mayo. Really?
I thought it was.
I didn't think that's the case, but I don't know.
Could be wrong, but I thought it was Cinco de Mayo as well.
Texas says, I'm getting big sizzling fajitas tonight.
There you go. Damn right, get some fajitas.
Texas says, is Strebel going to play with the mitt tonight?
Possibly. Well, we'll see.
Texas says, thank you. We'll see. Texas says, Strickland and his wife are swingers.
No, we're not. No, I would never swing. I would never do that. I'm totally opposed to that. Never. I'm serious. It'd be a flat no for me.
A flat no. No, not just a no.
No, a flat no.
A flat no.
Flat out no. Would never do that.
Texas says, Big Rig doesn't want to be happy. It's a good. It's an interesting question.
I am happy. I do want to be happy. Look, all I'm saying is Kentucky basketball has standards, and the standards have not been met. And I'm sorry, but CJ Frederick does nothing to meet those standards, which is Final Four.
Well, let me play devil's advocate. I agree with you. It doesn't get me all turned on. It's very Louisville-like.
It is Louisville-like, and that's why I'm not going to go over the moon on it. Yes.
What I would say is, though, both schools, and let's just use Kentucky, you guys wanted shooters.
Yeah.
I mean, if Ty Washington comes in, he is seen as a shooter, score. Carstein, I don't know what Carr did at Minnesota, but he's seen as a scorer. Score. Okay? But you went C.J. Frederick, Kellen Grady, another year of Dante Allen, if Cal plays him. I'm not sold that Cal plays him. By the way, the moves that Cal's making tell me that he's playing Dante Allen less. That's just me. Maybe that's
like
something
that
we talk about. But you guys wanted shooting. You got shooting. That would be my argument the other way.
And I understand
but
that.
You don't have dynamic players.
He's got –
Unless you get Ty Washington or Marcus Carr.
Yes, one of those
But then you only have one. You don't have this team of dynamic players. Now, we thought he had that last year.
Right.
And he didn't.
And he didn't.
He didn't have shooters, but he also didn't have B.J. Boston, who could go to the bucket, because he couldn't.
He couldn't.
Right,
no.
He was too weak.
I will say this. With this move with C.J. Frederick, either Kellen Grady has to maybe not transfer all 19 points per game.
Oh, he's got to be good.
15.
Well, I don't know what number we can put it at, but he's got to be double figures every night, knocking down a couple threes. He's got to be by far the shooting guard.
Or Dante Allen has to take that next step.
Oh, but I don't know. Until Cal plays legit minutes.
20-plus.
Understandable, but there's other games he disappeared from the roster for a month.
Understandable. That was his first full year of playing, though.
Until he gets better and Cal believes in him, it's difficult for me to talk too much about Dante Allen.
And I understand that because Cal did push him after giving him the chance. He did push him back to the bench because he wasn't producing at the same clip. But that was also Dante Allen's first full year playing college basketball because he had a knee injury before and he didn't play. And so I'll give Dante Adams just the benefit of the doubt that I think it's going to be between him and Kellen Grady for the starting two. I'll give the edge to Kellen Grady just because of his prowess scoring at Davidson. C.J. Frederick to me is a piece. It's not an exciting piece. It's not a piece that pushes Kentucky to some next level, but he's a piece. Cal better do the damn thing and get Washington or Carr. If they don't, they're in trouble. And this tells me, too, that and I know we're probably both in agreement with this, Mintz ain't coming back. I mean,
Texas says, what does it mean for Mintz?
I have been
thinking he's not going to come back, and everything they're doing right now tells me it's like Louisville and Carly Jones.
Right.
What they were doing is like, that's great if Carly Jones comes back, but we are progressing and building a roster as if he's not.
Right.
That's why you go out and get Jared West, et cetera. That's a little bit on how I feel here.
That's exactly how I feel.
Right?
If
he comes back, great. I mean, good God, it would add, then Dante Allen would be done. Then he never would play.
Yeah, because then you'd have Kellen Grady, Ty Washington, supposedly, hopefully, and then Davion Mintz. Davion Mintz is better than all those guys except for maybe Ty Washington. I'd play Davion Mintz over any of those guys.
Texas says, Strebel's selfish with the mitt.
Yes.
Texas says, MAGA daddy should invite over Senorita Emily.
No, I'm not inviting anybody over tonight. There's nothing. There's no like big plans tonight. This is a normal night. It's a Wednesday night.
You pass out from bourbon tonight?
No, probably not tonight.
Not tonight.
I might have a drink or two, but I'm not. I've got like probably 75% of a bottle left. I'm going to try to hold that off to the weekend.
You have any tequila tonight?
I don't like tequila.
Really?
Yeah, I do not. Last time I had tequila.
You know the last – I was going to say – go ahead.
No, I was just saying it was when my wife and I first got married.
Oh, my God.
And we had – yeah. And we had a little party and on our back deck. We had some people over. And
it's a big deck.
It is a big deck.
You have a big deck.
I have a big deck.
Right.
And I was taking some shots.
Oh,
and it got to a point where I was like, everybody's got to go home.
Oh, wow,
and
you were that.
I was that,
you're
yeah.
a mess.
I got really,
you drink a lot, and you become a mess.
I become a mess. I got really tired, and then I fell over, and my wife was like, you have to go to bed now. And she sent me to bed.
I think the only time I have tequila, if it's not in a margarita,
is
at a strip club. A Nashville one, my buddy brings it.
That's a good place to
that's
have
it. It's an odd thing, but that's it right there.
Yeah, that's a good place to have it.
It's not a bad place.
No, I forgot margaritas. I have had some margaritas, but I'm not a big margarita fan.
Texas says, really? it's Louisville like you are a closeted UK fan. Is it not? I said the C.J. Frederick move is very Louisville-like, and I'll even go – Louisville fans are telling Kentucky fans that they're swimming in the same waters. That's what I mean by that.
And
Louisville fans are the ones saying that more than Kentucky fans. It's Kentucky fans that don't want to admit it. Strebel does, for the most part. If they go get Marcus Carr or Ty Washington, that's a huge difference.
It's a different story.
Louisville hasn't got one of those. But right now, I would absolutely agree with that.
And
I've done shows this week on I don't like Kentucky's roster right now.
Right.
And C.J. Frederick doesn't do that much for me. It's going to do more for the people on the internet. Kentucky
right.
fans on the internet, it's fine. It's not a bad thing.
No, it's not
but
bad.
But it's not – it doesn't do – it doesn't make me say, okay, Kentucky was number 20 preseason. Now they're number 6. That's not the case.
Right. It's not like I'm not going to have a reaction like I did when Orlando Antigua came back.
Well, here's the thing. It's difficult to find guys that are three-point shooters that can also score and do everything else.
Right.
And I think Cal's running into that.
Yeah, it is difficult. I mean, the last time Kentucky had a player like that was, what, Jamal Murray? Or Malik Monk? Whereas, like, a three-point shooter that could do everything else. They could drive to the basket, shoot mid-range, dunk the basketball, super athletic. I think that was, like, the last guy Cal had that encompassed all of those things, and they are. They're hard to find. Apparently, Ty Washington is that type of player. We'll see. But, no, Louisville – and that's the thing. Louisville fans swipe themselves when they make a comment like that. Like, you're swimming in the same waters as us. Like, you're saying you're bums? They're trying to take a shot and make fun of Kentucky. It's like you're making fun of your own program there,
yeah.
Rummage. You're making fun of the fact that Chris Mack is
Rummage had his all Tennessee
Jared.
Stuff today.
Did he? Well, he's excited. I saw that.
Tennessee's
I saw
number
that
two
class.
In the country.
I know. He said that tweet earlier. I saw that.
It's all happening.
No, it's not. Nothing's happening. It's Rick Barnes. No, it's not happening.
No, no. He's going full Tennessee. I'm saying it's all happening.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that Rick Barnes was going to be like a behemoth.
No,
like
Rick Barnes ain't doing a damn
thing. Okay, good.
No one's around here is respecting Rick Barnes. Texas says, my God, how many times has Strebel's wife had to put him to bed, walk him home, etc.? There seem to be a lot. There's a lot of that.
There's a few stories you've told, yes.
There's a few.
Yeah, like, but I can't remember the last time. Like, my wife has not had to do that in so long. I can't even remember the last time.
Well, there's three off the top of my head. There's the one story I just told. Obviously, the one where I was over at the neighbors around the fire pit that I told her she had to walk me home.
Right.
And then New Year's Eve, where she had to tell me to go to bed because I had those stout and the bourbon.
Texas says the word is Alvarado and Ty Washington. Listen. If Kentucky went out and got Ty Washington, got the kid Alvarado, if he goes to Georgia Tech, and that's a rumor that's been out there, I guess it's a little bit stronger now than it was. And I'm not a huge Alvarado fan. Yes, if they get those two guys, we're having a different conversation about Kentucky basketball.
I'd
like to see Kentucky go small.
And just, okay, so play.
Well, I don't know who can play the three, but whoever can play number three, I don't know what Kellen Grady can do, but to have three scorers on the floor.
On the floor around the
Kentucky's
perimeter.
Not going to have this super team.
They're
not going to have this team. They're just littered with NBA guys. I mean, there might be a chance that after next year, I mean, you're sitting there saying, hey, you know, Ty Washington.
Yeah, I mean.
He's the only pro.
There could. I would say Ty Washington, maybe Damian Collins if he translates, because we've had a few Kentucky players that had not translated from that recruiting ranking into big-time college basketball. So I'd say those two guys would be the pros. But, no, you're right. It's going to be more like a traditional college basketball team, not like from. And Cal's building something different. He's changed. He's evolved. He's doing things that fans asked him to do, including myself. And again, the C.J. Frederick thing is whatever. It doesn't move the needle for me, but Cal still has to get a big gun here. And he is. He transitioned assistants, getting different types of players, getting shooters. I'm surprised because I thought stubborn Cal would push back on these things and not change. But he
doesn't have a choice.
Well, that's a good point. His
recruiting class coming in is incomplete, and Nolan Hickman decommits.
Yeah.
And he's probably, I would have to remember, but G League and other teams, he's lost out on guys.
Well, Jaden Hardy's the other guy that he's going G League.
The interesting thing for me will be Kentucky fans can still buy into these two assistants being hired.
For the future.
Well, no, I mean this year. I mean, you bring in Chin Coleman in Orlando Antigua, it's also for this year. Okay. I mean, if they bring in those two guys and they don't get anyone else on the roster, I'm going to be stunned, and I mean a big gun. I mean one of the guys you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I expect it. If you got Cal and Chin and Orlando Antigua and, you know, you get another guy like C.J. Frederick, we all know that's not good enough.
Right, and then they would be
what
like,
are we doing here?
Exactly.
You bring him in and pay all this money so you get the immediate bump, and the immediate bump's not, hey, they're in on a kid from 2023 five-star. Right. That's going to be the case.
Well, it's like Jay Lucas last year. Jay Lucas comes in, and weeks later you hit on Damian Collins.
Immediately, yeah.
Immediately.
That's what I'm talking about. A lot of people, Alvarado, listen, that may very well happen. You know, Alvarado's not an NBA player,
right.
So if he would be one of those guys, hey, I enjoy college, I want to come back to school, and I have many options, hey, Kentucky's not a bad option. That's a pretty big step up from Georgia Tech, not last year, and that's going to be fine. And I like that move. That would be a fine move. Still think you need Ty Washington.
Oh, 100%. No, I mean, you need Ty Washington. And Alvarado backing up Ty Washington. I think that would be great. Now, Alvarado probably wouldn't come in thinking, I'm going to back up Ty Washington, but that's what fans would be thinking along those lines instead of, Washington's going to learn behind Alvarado. No, Washington, that's what I was saying earlier. I mean, you were talking about this yesterday. He is guaranteed a starting spot right now for Kentucky. There ain't any other point guards on the roster. He's the starter. Period. End of story. Lock it up.
Texas says, got to scroll down pretty far to find Kentucky in the recruiting rankings for basketball. Texas says, Strebel, you clearly don't know how to evaluate transfers. Let the cake bake.
Yeah,
sports radio's not about letting the cake bake.
I'm not letting the cake bake, man. I'm going
to. You letting the cake bake? No, what are we doing here?
Well, we'll just wait and see.
Why don't we wait and see? We'll talk about it when the season's over. No.
No.
What else am I going to talk about today? Trump starting a new website?
Yeah.
Mitch, you going to join that?
We got two sound bites we need to desperately need to play.
All right, well, okay. Go ahead and play something.
First one, this.
Quinn Szelinski is baby Gordon Hayward to me.
All right, there's one. There's one. And goodbye,
then,
Quinn.
And then every time Kentucky gets a transfer, we got to play this sound.
Beisner has tweeted out.
Oh, is this honkish?
At 11:43, 2 minutes ago, about the commitment of Reed Travis. Do you want me to read that to you?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. Great player.
Please don't. Please don't.
Great person.
Oh.
Great student. Great family. We just scored big today.
Now, see, that's why I vomit. That's why I vomit.
Texas says Strebel's wife can't pick up his leg, much less his body.
No, she can't.
I mean, that's what I was thinking, too. No, just to walk you home. Well, imagine that walk of shame.
It was one of those things where she just, like, made sure I didn't, like, sway into the street. She kept me on the sidewalk.
Texas says Mike Woodson has a better team in year one than Kentucky and Louisville. No.
Kentucky will be better. Louisville, I don't know.
Texas says, wait a minute, Georgia Tech beat Kentucky. Now Cal's going to steal Pastner's players. Well, he stole the coaches from Illinois and Brad Underwood.
And they were number one seed.
That's what this is about. No, you steal players.
Yes.
Mike, mid-major Mike White got no luck taken from him.
Yeah.
That's what Chris Mack did. That's what it's all about now.
He went and poached him, mid-major Mike White.
Texas says, really, Strebel, super athletic guys who do everything are hard to find. USC had like three of them. No, what I'm saying is now. Yeah. Now they're difficult to find. That's why we're talking about Marcus Carr and Ty Washington.
Exactly.
That's why we continually bring them up, because those are two guys that's different. I mean, Texas are taking me down on the Alvarado. I think he's fine.
He's not a game changer.
If you're telling me your guards are Dante Allen, what's Alvarado's first name? I don't even know. What's his damn first name?
Jose.
Jose.
Okay. You didn't know that.
I did, but Mitch told me.
Mitch had to tell you.
Yeah, he did. Absolutely. But I had to act like
you don't even have to fake that. No, you made it known that you didn't know. Alvarado, Allen, Grady, who am I missing?
Frederick.
And Frederick's.
That's not an impact player. Alvarado's not he's like Frederick. He's a piece. He's a nice piece. He's a body to put in and give other guys rest and maybe have some games where they play really well and you're like, damn, they really impacted that game. He's a piece. Ty Washington and Marcus Carr are impact players. Kentucky needs impact players. They don't need any more role players. They need guys that can get on the floor and do the damn thing.
Both of these teams have the most role players of anyone in the country.
They're teams full of role players.
Do you feel that way? I that's how I feel about Kentucky and Louisville right now. Maybe Shibway's different.
I think Shibway's different. I think Damian Collins is different. I think those two guys are different. They're the only guys on Kentucky's team right now that I consider different.
Wasn't listening.
Shibway and Collins. I think those two guys are different. Damian Collins. I think he's a top 10 recruit.
Okay.
He's Texas, like Gatorade Player of the Year in Texas. I mean, he's got some accolades. He's got a really high ceiling. People are high on him. I think those two guys are different. The rest of the team, Toppin, role player. Keon Brooks, we have no idea. Lance Ware, role player. Okay? Those are role player type guys. They don't have dudes all over the court. They need one more guy that you consider a dude.
I just hit the follow. There it is.
For who?
C.J. Frederick.
You followed him?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to follow him. I haven't followed
Why?
Him.
Why? You just crushed him.
Well, yeah, I got
to. Didn't he go to Covington Catholic?
He's from Kentucky. Yeah, he's a Kentucky.
Isn't that the school?
It is.
Why are you scared of this, Mitch?
I know he's like trying to.
Why are you scared? The guy won like millions of dollars.
He said.
Oh no, yeah, he's rich.
Well, he was rich anyway.
Rich. Yeah, he was rich before. Yeah.
He had a rich name. Didn't his family have like a rich name?
Nick Sandman.
That's a rich name.
Nick
that's
Sandman,
someone that Worldwide would have hung out with. No, yeah, it was the Sandman.
Yeah, Sandman.
They Covington Catholic. They went up there and they did there was a group there that was chanting, if I'm not mistaken.
No, they were just like hanging out, standing around, and then a group of chanters came upon them.
That's it. That's
yeah,
it.
They were just
and that was
it on
a,
the,
that was a big controversy.
It was a big controversy, yes.
And Covington Catholic is known for, aren't they kind of known for that? Like very rich?
They're, yeah, they're very upscale.
Upscale.
Affluent, if you want to say, affluent type of.
Boy, we're dancing. Mitch was scared of this conversation.
He was. Mitch was like, don't.
Mitch so scared of Sandman.
It is.
Like he's the one, like we're not saying anything bad.
No, we're just saying that that's the connection. And yes, CJ Frederick is from Kentucky. And that was one of the narratives. Like, he's coming home.
Mitch, does Jody happen to have CJ Frederick crystal ball to Kentucky? Do we know?
I'll have to double check.
We check that. If you don't mind checking that during the break.
Please.
That would be fantastic. I almost felt bad for Kenny Johnson, and Mitch's day has been a mess. We talk about it next. All right, guys, ED and PD, erectile dysfunction and Peyronie's disease, they don't have to ruin or rule your life. There is someone here who is ready to help you, and his name's not James Strebel. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. Schedule that free consultation today. Go to the website and see how they can help men just like you. Phone number 690-2800, 502-690-2800, and find out more about their pulse wave therapy. Improve your confidence, better performance, and do that now. This is what they do. They help out guys, and they're here to help you. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic on Bishop's Lane, 690-2800, online. Again, online right now, hightowermens.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
But one thing we got to get into, and I know Strebel hasn't heard all, like any of this, Mitch, is, I mean, Process today.
You were I had a
conversation with Process off the air.
And James Strebel.
That he says, when I have clout and I have ratings, I'll bury these MFers.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm just looking at the sound sheet today, and there's a text. There's a sound on here. Maven a rummage caller. I want Matt talking to 5-star recruits, not the media.
Yeah, keep wishing.
Oh man, it's funny for a number of reasons.
Yeah. Don't talk to the media. Don't let us know what's going on in 5-star recruits.
437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Hanging out with you on this Wednesday. Appreciate Pat Forty joining us. CJ Frederick from Iowa commits to Kentucky today. Strebel's lukewarm on that. So we'll talk about that quickly. Do need to remind you of a couple different things. Louisville baseball this weekend over on 93.9 The Ville beginning at 5:50 on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Duke is in town. We'll have that, and then we'll have the weekend set. Reds are off tomorrow. They won today, and they are in Cleveland, the Battle of Ohio there with the Indians. All that begins Friday, 7 o'clock after Inside Churchill Downs. Do you want to say something to P.J. Washington and his girlfriend, fiancé, I think?
Congratulations. Enjoy.
I can't remember her name. Brittany Renner, I think.
Renner, yes.
Remember she was at Rupp Arena.
Multiple times,
and they have been together. The story, I want your thoughts on this.
Okay.
Is now that she's had the baby, you look scared. Well, that's what people think.
Okay. Since she's become a mother.
Yes. She has taken off the risque photos from her Instagram. What do you think about
really?
That?
Really? I mean...
You're the authority here.
Here's what I would say. If she felt like she's now starting a family with PJ Washington and she doesn't want people to think of her in that way anymore, then I support it. That yeah.
You know, that's fine. I'm going to cut you short. You know what I just saw?
What?
And Mitch hasn't seen it, and he's doing other things. You're out here liking Matt Jones' tweets? You're unbelievable.
Well, no, I agree. We were talking about this. I'm not sucking up. This
isn't
even
Kentucky
basketball.
I look down, and this is why I see Round Daddy liking Matt Jones on Virus, which is the take I gave all week last week.
I agree with you about it. And he's right, too. We are all in agreement of that. I agree with you.
Yuck.
And I said I agreed with you.
You're stabbing me in the back.
I'm not stabbing you.
The way Greer stabbed Nick Valvano in the back.
Move the hell. I'm with Dean McDonald. Let's move on.
You're in Indiana.
We gotta move on.
You don't go to Kentucky except for school.
I do. I go
you
to
have
work.
Moved on. Your life is not changing at all.
No, that's a good point. I am. You're right. You know what? You're right. I am. I'm free over here. Yeah. I could go to.
You don't go to bars and restaurants in Louisville on the reg.
No,
you never do.
But I had my family.
You're scared of the bridge.
I have family and friends that live over there that want to move on with life, and they need to be able to move on with life. It's like you said, if you ain't getting the vaccine, you're not getting it. We got to move on.
Well, now
we
the Matt's saying you're good to go.
Yeah, we can't be sitting around waiting on everybody because it's not going to happen. We can't go like, oh, we have to have 100% of people vaccinated. No, we can't. It's not going to happen. Move on.
437-9680, the text line's buzzing. Mitch, you have a number of things on your list, I think, today. So I want to go to you. You sometimes have some items here that we can use, including you had a crazy day today is what you've been saying. It was a very chaotic day for Mitchell Hannigan.
Do we want to get into my crazy day?
I'm fine.
Sure.
I'm fine. Now would be the perfect time. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll get more into C.J. Frederick, Q. Slaz leaving, have a Kenny Johnson take. We'll do all of that.
So I live in an apartment complex, and at this apartment complex, they've been working on the roof for like a whole month. And so they give
Jesus
us.
Jesus Christ, were they paying installments or what?
I had no idea. Absolutely no idea.
They strip the roof and they put the new roof on in like 2 days.
Yeah.
That's what these guys do.
They're machines.
They're awesome.
They just give us sheets of like, hey, we need on this date, we got to go into your apartment to do some things, right?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
And so I've gotten that piece of paper maybe 8 or 10 times. Like, hey, we're going to come in here April 22nd. April 22nd comes, they don't come. Hey, we're going to be here April 27th.
Right.
April 27th comes, they don't come. So I got another one this week that said May 3rd or whatever Monday was. May 3rd came around. They did not show up. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm in the shower this morning at like 8:30. Hear a knock on my door, and my dog goes ballistic. I'm like, oh, here we go. They just walk into my apartment while I'm in the shower.
Was it a man? It was a man, right?
Yeah.
Like a burly man.
Yes. Well, I didn't
get... A man who's going to lay some sheetrock or whatever.
I didn't get shingles.
Nail some shingles to the roof.
Yeah, I didn't get a good look at the guy because I stayed in the bathroom. We're just yelling at each other through my bathroom door. I'm like...
You can say the door. It's fine.
Yeah. So my dog's going nuts. I'm just yelling at him. He's like, just put him in his crate or in my room. Just put him in his crate. He'll be fine.
He's walked in your apartment?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Yeah. And while my dog... Like, he knocks. My dog's going ballistic, and he just opens the door and walks in, so...
Were you nude?
Yes, I was very...
Why didn't you throw a towel on or something?
Yeah.
Why didn't you throw a... Didn't you have anything
I was
in
the middle of the shower. Like, there's shampoo in my hair.
Well, jump out.
Get out.
Get out of the shower.
Put a shower cap on your head and run out there.
So they yell something. I can't understand a word they're saying. So I think they got the job done. I finish up and I walk out and I was like, where's my damn dog? And so I thought they just let my dog run wild at the apartment complex. Like, that's what I thought would happen. I thought they opened up the door. My dog sprinted out. Like, I have no idea where my dog is. I'm like, great. And so, like, I go outside because their work, where my apartment is at is the most inconvenient location is right where they're working. Like, literally right where the work computer is right where they're working and making all this racket. So I go outside. I go, hey, did you guys just knock on my door? And they go, yeah, yeah. He's like, we take care of it. And I'm like, do you know, like, so I was like, where's my dog? Did my dog get loose? And they're like, no. I'm like, where's the hell is my dog? So I go back. And like, I'm calling him, and I finally find him like hiding in my closet because he was scared. I'm sure he was terrified of just like these random people walk in. Before the text line goes, get a better dog, bleep off. Just bleep off with the
That's one reason why I mean, I've me and workers going into your apartment and staying in there, I've gotten that. It's one reason I don't live in apartments, among others, but I've got into it with many apartment people and workers over it.
Many of them.
I mean, full battles. Yeah.
I mean, it, like it's I ridiculous. Said, they give us these sheets. Like, hey, this is the day we're gonna come in, but they did not give me a sheet for this day. Like, and every other day, they did not show
so
up.
So what they say is you crush them, because I'd have crushed them.
Oh,
I
mean, I
absolutely would have crushed them.
They could tell I was not happy. So I finally found my dog. I calm him down. I let him out to go to the bathroom. And he just hides in my closet the entire day because they're making all this noise. So,
oh, of course, yeah.
So that took me, like, legit 45 minutes to an hour to do all of that. And so I finally, all right, I was like, all right, sit down to do some work. I realized my computer shut off.
Well, of course, they turned the power off.
They turned the power off. So I'm
they
like.
Didn't say anything, you just shut it off.
No, because I was in the shower. And so I go outside, and I go, hey, can I turn my power back on? And they're like, oh, yeah, you can turn your power back on now. Sorry about that. I'm like, well, great. So it takes 10, 15 minutes for the computer to boot back up and for me to, you know, re-download.
That's how old the computer
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I have to re-download all the files I had pulled up so I could just sit down and get straight to work. And then they're making all this racket, and then... And then finally, it's like 11 o'clock or 11:30. I'm like finally sitting down to cut sound from the Diener show. Like, it's been that.
And they had a bunch, yeah. Which we need to play.
Yeah, we need to play all this sound.
Diener swiped Perrin and Pratt.
Wow.
Just, I mean, full
he
on.
Swiped Pratt?
Pratt and Perrin.
Wow.
Just a full on, just a, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait
smack.
For that.
Continue, Mitch. Sorry.
And so I finally sit down, and then I get a call from Patty Ice. I'm like, great, what is this? I'm like, hey, Pat, what's going on? He goes, hey, man, I need you to do this Lou City promo for us. Process said he sent it to you. I was like, great. So then I do that. So then I had to do this Lou City promo that took me, you know, I mean, we played it, you know, 30 minutes ago. That took me another 20 minutes to do. And so it's like noon now. It's noon, and I don't have a single thing done. And so I'm frantically cutting all this sound. And so I finally get most of it cut, and I come here and finish up. That's pretty much it.
Your day.
Now is my day. And tomorrow's going to be even more hectic because I got to go pick up this suit for this wedding tomorrow, and then I have this rehearsal dinner. Yeah, and then.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow's the rehearsal dinner. Where are you? What are the specs on that?
I think we're going to the wedding venue to go through everything, and then I have no idea where we're eating.
Where are they getting married at? Not that we're going. Not that I'm going to go. I'm just asking. Where they? Do you have any idea?
On. It's like a little farm. Like, it's a little farm place.
Oh, it's a farm.
A little outdoor wedding.
Is there a goat?
I think you can go inside because I think it might rain Saturday.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you got a farm. You got a goat. There may be a donkey. You know,
Hazelnut Farms. That's
Hazelnut
it.
Farms. How
that is the
that?
Place.
What time's the wedding?
You just want me to give you the invite?
Just
want to RSVP
right now? Maybe and I may show up. You don't know.
A little gift.
We'll show up. We have a present. Yeah, we'll show up empty-handed.
So, yeah. I also would have had this softball game tonight, so I'm kind of glad that got canceled because I just want to go home and drink and play video games because it's been that type of day.
Texas says, forget about getting a better dog. Get a better computer. Texas says,
well,
a real dog.
It's a station issue computer.
Yeah, I mean, lucky it's only 10 or 15 minutes. Texas says a real dog would have kept the workers out. Texas says, were you showering in the dark?
No.
So it only cut off like part of the power in the apartment, not the entire thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so just like a room or something. Gotcha.
Well, I think they shut it off, and I guess I just didn't notice when I was showering. Like, maybe I had my eyes closed or something. They just reset it. But I'm so done with this. Like, I'm complaining to this apartment complex. Like, these guys were terrible today. They're terrible.
You should. Texas says, did Mitch not shower all the other days that he listed? It's a great question.
No, I did, but they never showed up, like, on all these days. So I just figured they're never going to show up because I get all these days, and they just never did. And then I guess today was the day they had to come into my apartment.
Texas says, get a better dog.
There we go.
Texas says, give me the sheet. Texas says, get a better dog. Why have a dog if it's going to hide? Texas says, Mitch, get a better dog.
Oh, no.
Texas says, Daz, what? I thought that happened. Texas says, the roofer was mistaken for the escort. Texas says, the roof is on fire. Texas says, I don't agree with Maddie Bangs. It's time to reopen. We need a plan. Thank you for that, sir.
The roof is on fire.
Texas says, Mitch's life sucks, LMAO.
Oh, it does not.
No, it kind of does.
Texas says, is Strebel going to be in any OVW matches?
No, but I'd go. I would do it. I think I would do it. I think that'd be fun, yeah.
Texas says, they been working on the roof. Texas says, I need a Strebel top three list of advice for Mitch going into the wedding. Perfect. We'll do that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You guys be ready.
Okay.
You ready for that?
Three. You just want three?
I mean, we can do a top five.
I'll do a
we
top five.
We do whatever
five.
You want.
Top five.
As much advice as you
want
to give me.
Yes,
as much
I've got
advice.
You. I have you, Mitch. I got
also, you.
You
guys will have process for a little bit tomorrow, so how about that?
Oh, we're going to crush process.
Oh, yay!
We're going to air out all the grievances. I text him today, ask blank, it will be content, about the Louisville Man article not being on the Crunch Zone.
Right. It's gone. Scrubbed. Nothing. Come on, process.
I dismissed him like this today. With people can't see with
you
my
waved
hand.
Your hand.
I waved
at him.
Him off.
You
I
waved
was,
him
I was,
away.
I was so disappointed.
Like a peasant.
This is not a mean thing. It's asking. His brand's built on that.
Yes, he came to prominence because of that article.
He absolutely did.
That's why we know the UofL sheriff, because of that. And you did. You were like the lord of the manor, shooing the peasant away.
Texas says they've been working on the roof for a month.
Wasn't that bad? I do feel bad for Mitch. Like that does suck. That, but how did you not notice that if the power went out when you're in the shower, you had your eyes closed, you noticed it was dark.
I guess I don't know. I just know when I sat down for the computer, like I had everything ready to go, and I go to click on it, I was like, wait, this is off. my computer is off.
I thought you said pubic right there.
You did. My pubic was off.
Because we got so much sound. Like, we really need to play a bunch of...
Play two or three pieces of sound and take us to break. Whatever you want, play two pieces of sound and take us to break.
More times than not, they're going to end up getting it in. It might be a little wet,
right?
But we're going to get it in.
Nate, welcome in. Good morning.
Man, Dan McDonald is a hero this morning. Because I'm telling you right now, anybody who can eloquently say, hey, this is stupid, get your head out of your ass. It's a hero to me.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.